Welcome to Continuo, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'll be your host today. And we'll be listening to instrumental music today from the Renaissance period. Specifically, these will be Renaissance madrigals. When you think of the word madrigal, you think of something being sung, which is true. These pieces were meant to be sung, but we'll be listening to them played instrumentally, and then listening to one, two, maybe three, depending how much time we have, versions of that same madrigal played with various embellishments, using the types of embellishments that would be best heard on specific instruments. Now, this is a relatively new recording featuring the Ensemble Capriccio Stravagante, under the direction of Skip Sempe. And I have a fond likeness for this recording because Skip Sempe was, I was his first harpsichord teacher, and he has become one of the top harpsichordists in the world. So I'm doing a little bragging about that. But anyhow, he does have a fantastic group of instrumentalists. And the instruments you'll be hearing are cornetto, which is a type of cornet, but that has no keys on it, and it's a curved instrument that supposedly is played out of the side of the mouth. Quite difficult to play. The recorder, and I think everyone knows what a recorder is, the viola da gamba. I think if you listen to this station, you know, or this program specifically, you know what a viola da gamba is. It looks like a cello, but it's held between the knees and no end pin, end bowed in an underhanded fashion, and no frets. And then the harpsichord and virginal played by Skip himself, then a harp, in this case a Renaissance harp. It's a little bit larger than a medieval harp. So we're going to begin with two pieces. The first by Palestrina, Pulchra es amica mea. And this is embellishment of the original madrigal. Following that, we'll hear one of Cipriano Durora's most famous madrigals, but played in an embellished fashion, the Encore che col parti, and that will feature just two performers, one of whom is Skip Sempe, and the other will be Joss Cheatham on the viola da gamba. So these two things now are from this recording called Antico Moderno. Thank you. An embellishment on the madrigal by Cipriano d'Aurora, Anco che col partiva, one of the most famous madrigals of the Renaissance period, and that was there with viola da gamba and harpsichord. And we began with Palestrina, the Pulcra es amica mea, and that again was performed by members of the Capriccio Stravagante under the direction of Skip Sempe. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we will have many embellishments for the same madrigal on this program, and that's what we have coming up right now. We heard the first embellishment, the Encore che col portiere, and we're going to hear another embellishment, this time using the cornetto. Cornetto is a very, very difficult instrument to play, as I mentioned before. It is a curved instrument, usually made out of wood, or at least was originally, and then covered with leather and with a mouthpiece, just like the modern cornet, except that it was played out of the side of the mouth, a very difficult thing added to the difficulty of the instrument itself. And then the second selection you'll hear will be the original madrigal played by the viol consort of the Capriccio Stravagante. And finally, in this segment, we'll end with a third piece by Palestrina again, an embellishment on the madrigal Ion son ferito, again by Palestrina, members of the Capriccio Stravagante.
Thank you. Thank you.
an embellishment on the madrigal by Palestrina, the Io son ferito, played there on the cornetto, which I mentioned before is a very difficult instrument from the Renaissance to play, and other members of the Capriccio Stravagante under the direction of Skip Sempe. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today here on Continuum, this weekly program of early music, and our program this week is called Antico Moderno. Antique and modern. And we listen to the antique part when we hear the original settings of these Renaissance madrigals, and the moderno, the modern part, when we hear the embellishments by the performers of today's program. So turning now again to Capriccio Stravagante, we're going to hear three pieces. The first, again, by Palestrina, one of the major composers on this CD recording, embellishment on a madrigal of his, Vestiva El Colli, and it's an embellishment for recorder, played by Julian Martin and Skip Sempe on the harpsichord. Then we return to Cipriano D'Aurora, one of his additional madrigals with an embellishment by Josh Cheatham on the viola da gamba with Skip Sempe on the harpsichord. It's Ben Qui si mostra la ciel. And finally, returning to that old favorite, I told you we'd hear many settings of this embellishments on this madrigal, the called Portier by Cipriano D'Aurora, a setting for recorder and harpsichord with Julian Martin on recorder and Skip Sempe on the harpsichord.
Thank you.
embellishments, again on Encore Checco Portiere, and played by members of the Capriccio Stravagante, and really fantastic recorder playing, that by Julian Martin and the harpsichordist Skip Sempe. This is a program today called Antico Moderno. Antico referring to the original music from the time of the Renaissance. In this case, there are madrigals, which were meant to be sung, but the original versions that we hear on this recording are played instrumentally. Now we're going to turn to some more madrigals and some more embellishments. We'll begin with a composer that I'm unfamiliar with, Marchetto Cara, an embellished version of his madrigal, Cantai Mentre Nel Cuore, and this is a harpsichord solo by Skip Sempe. Following that, a madrigal Duce Memoir by Pierre Sendrin, we'll hear two embellishments, this time not by modern composers or modern musicians. This is by the composer Diego Ortiz from the year 1553. So two of these embellishments, again on recorder with Skip Sempe on the harpsichord, and then following that, both recorder and viola da gamba with Skip Sempe on the second embellishment, and ending this segment with a madrigal by Orlando de Lasso, Suzanne un jour, an embellishment here by Doran Sherwin, the cornetto player, along with Skip Sempe.
Thank you.
expert cornetto playing there by Doran Sherwin, and accompanied by Skip Sempe, in that setting of the In Te Domine by Desprez. We're going to listen now to another setting of this piece, and it's a setting with recorder consort. We did not hear from a recorder consort in the program today, but here it is, and the Capriccio Stravagante recorders in a setting of the In Domine Speravi by Josquin des Prez. A full recorder consort there, and we haven't heard many recorder consorts recently on this program, but there you have it, the Capriccio Stravagante recorders featuring Julian Martin as the head recorder player, and we had one, two, three other people whom I have not heard from before, Marina Sabalonier, Benoit Foigois, and Eveline Kina. That completes our program called Antico Moderno. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the playing of all of these soloists who did just a spectacular job on these early instruments, particularly the cornetto. I'm saying that because I know we've tried and tried to get someone to play our cornetto, but with no avail yet. By the way, Music of the Camera has established its upcoming season, and you can access that on the web, www.nomdc.org. And we do have three major productions coming up with three performances each. So again, www.nomdc.org. Until next week, I'm Milton Sherman Jr. saying goodbye for Continuum.